It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt.
So in classic May-long fashion, we finally got some moisture to work with. Most areas got around 10 to 30 mils, with some localized spots receiving up to 50. Soybean seeding is well underway and complete for some farms. Earlier seeded soybeans have emerged and are at the cotyledon to unifoliate stages. Others are still soaking up moisture and are germinating. Earlier seeded peas are at the third to fourth node stages, while those that went in later or went into dry soil are around the first node stage. Faba beans are emerging or at the first leaf stages. And dry bean seeding is ongoing. Hopefully warm soils and good moisture will promote rapid emergence.
We could see some frost later in the week. Tell us about the impact of that.
Well, frost is in the forecast for Wednesday night this week. Peas and faba beans have good frost tolerance, so if there is any damage to the main stems, they can regrow from the scale nodes or from the seed below ground, so they'll be relatively safe. But on the other hand, for soybeans, if they've emerged, the level of damage will depend on the severity and duration of freezing temperatures. There is a risk if temperatures drop below -2 for more than 2 hours, and severity within the field will vary with elevation, residue, moisture, and more. So if you do get a more severe frost this week, scout your soybeans 3 to 5 days after the frost to assess your plant stand. You're going to want to count healthy plants and those that show signs of regrowth. And if populations are starting to look really low, below 80,000 plants per acre, a reseeding decision may need to be made there.
To wrap things up here today, wanted to talk a little bit about dry bean seeding.
Sure. Dry bean seeding recommendations in a quick nutshell. Plant dry beans from late May to early June into warm soils. Soil temperatures consistently above 15 degrees promote rapid emergence. And target a depth of 3/4 to 1.5 inches, placing seeds into moisture. Dry bean inoculants and nitrogen fertility recommendations are currently being researched. So far, the inoculants available have had little success, so nitrogen fertilization to an average rate of 70 pounds of nitrogen per acre continues to be standard practice. And that 70 pounds is a combination of residual soil N and applied N. Research on row width and plant populations for dry beans has recently wrapped up, and you'll find the full results of that in this week's bean report. Dry beans can be planted in narrow or wide rows, with black, navy, and pinto bean types typically being better suited for narrow row production. And research has indicated a yield advantage of planting these bean types in narrow rows, and target plant stands will vary with market class. And then finally, if you're considering post-emergent rolling for dry beans once your plants are up, that is an option. Target V1 to V2, avoiding that hook stage as they're coming out of the ground, and aim for a hot 25 degree plus afternoon. Be sure to check for breakage as you're going as well. And that's kind of it in a nutshell, so have a safe planting season.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.